Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Welcome to issue 148 of Top Stories, in which we go back to issue 121 of The Bugle. In May 2010, we dedicated the top spot to a group of suspected Russian spies, although their methods of espionage seemed a little lackluster, as I discussed with John Oliver.
Top story this week, I spy with my little eye something beginning with bullshit. Andy, there are only three things better than stories about spies. They are ice cream, the release of Nelson Mandela, and Lionel Messi. And those three have had a relatively quiet week this week, so it's spy stories that have dominated the news. The FBI have arrested 11 people suspected of being Russian spies who have been living in the United States under deep cover since the 1990s, a time when even then spying was slightly old-fashioned and ridiculous. Well, it turns out they've been in the US ever since, doing essentially very little. In fact, a Russian security analyst pointed out this week that the alleged spy ring doesn't seem to have really done any spying. He said they haven't managed to gather any kind of significant information and didn't have any kind of sources worth noticing. Most stuff they transmitted, if indeed they did transmit it, could have been lifted from the New York Times website. In fact, they've done so little that none of the people accused in this case have been charged with espionage, only with not registering as representatives of a foreign government and money laundering. And I really hope that they were just lifting articles from the New York Times, Andy. It would be fantastic. It's the equivalent of cheating on an exam, just cutting and pasting text into a document, maybe changing some of the sentences around. I've completely cracked this whole spying game, Dimitri. You just need a premium pass to NewYorkTimes.com. I could get all my spying out of the way in about 45 minutes and I'd spend the rest of the day playing Frisbee with myself. Honestly, I do most of my spying now, and I do not exaggerate, Dimitri. I do most of my spying while having my morning dump. I'm not even joking. I'm telling you, you're working too hard. And this also means that whoever's been writing those articles in the New York Times has technically been spying for the Russians, Andy. So I want to see nothing short of Frank Rich being led out of the offices in handcuffs and sent straight to Guantanamo to answer some very nasty questions.
Well, it's also, I mean, the challenge has really gone for spies ever since the US Department of Defense started up its own Twitter feed, which has included recently entries such as busy day, moving three warheads to a new location in Nevada, need to get done by three to catch the Angels-Dodgers game. But it's untrue to say they didn't find out anything. Apparently one couple had told Moscow that they discovered that America is a society, quote, that values home ownership.
Yes.
And there must have been some old telephone operator at KGB HQ in Moscow saying, holy f***ing Lenin, we have really lost that edge.
What else?
Do they like milkshakes and burgers? Do you not get a part in one of your next films, Phil? Was there a Russian...
It's slightly too good, Andy. Right. That's slightly too good. I mean, that's a rock-solid Russian accent.
I'm putting a word for me, mate.
The spies were apparently living in New Jersey, which is not so much deep undercover, Andy, as subterranean undercover. If they're hoping to pick up casual information from talking to their neighbours, the only thing they're going to learn there is whatever gossip is coming out of the New York Jets training camp. I do hope that Moscow is interested in finding out whether or not LaDainian Tomlinson is going to be used more in a wide receiver role than in the traditional running back position he had at the Chargers.
Isn't that the American is from New Jersey as well, isn't he?
So he is, that's right.
Ask some questions about his provenance and motives.
Well, let's ask next time he comes in, Andy, let's ask him.
Yeah, I think we should. I was quite intrigued by Miss Chapman, who was apparently, you know, the young woman who was painted by some in the press as a femme fatale of aspiring, although if the aspiring is really just finding out stuff off the internet, I don't know how fatale a femme can be. And also, she didn't really indulge in classic spy behaviour, posting glamorous photos of herself on a Facebook page, which isn't really maintaining a low profile, is it?
Well, also, it just shows how seriously the media are taking it. Most of the discussion this week here has been whether or not she was attractive or not.
Oh, right.
That seems to really split people right down the middle.
Really?
So it's good to know that people are focusing on the most important things here.
And what's the consensus then?
Well, there is no consensus yet.
Right, I see. I mean, has it split on Republican Democrat lines?
It's not so much. I think there's a standard acceptance that she's quite attractive, but it's whether she's smoking hot or just quite hot.
Right.
So that's driving people apart. It's basically one step down from the abortion issue here.
Right, I see. And has it supplanted healthcare, do you think?
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, there's no way Obama's going to touch it, but he's going to be asked.
Right.
He's going to be asked, so he better have an answer ready.
Well, I mean, shouldn't he be all over this, really? I mean, shouldn't he by now have either taken her on a date or said absolutely no way? Surely he's got to go one way or the other, hasn't he?
Come on, just stop sitting on the fence.
But what do you think, John, more importantly, you know?
She seems fine, Andy. She seems fine. Yeah.
That sounds like a Republican talking. You've changed.
As well as using modern technology, the FBI caught them also using more traditional techniques.
Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry, Andy. Oh, I'm sorry. Do you want to get that now?
Yeah. Okay, I will. Yeah. Charlie, I'm just recording the bugle now. This is
bad
now.
Timing, Charlie. Bad timing.
I'll call you later. Sorry, mate.
Sorry. Oh, you're talking to me, Andy?
Yeah,
talking to f***ing Charlie? Who's Charlie, Andy? So, the FBI also found them using more traditional spying techniques, such as invisible ink. Is that really a spying technique, Andy, or something stolen from one of their 11-year-old daughter's diary stationery?
Milk and then put it in the oven. That's what I learned as a kid.
What? Hold on.
You write on paper with milk. And then you put it in the oven
cook the paper?
Yeah, well, you cook the milk, essentially.
Right.
And then you can...
You don't want to overcook the paper, then? Otherwise, the message is gone.
Yeah.
So is that basically an early cooking technique?
I think that's how cheese was discovered. Just forgetful spies leaving notes out in the open.
Apparently, they also buried money next to a beer bottle marker and conducted brush pasts in parks where agents swap identical bags as they pass each other. Are we absolutely sure that these are actual spies, Andy? Not just John le Carré novel nerds at a fan convention? The reaction to this news was instantaneous. Putin said that the US police had let themselves go and were putting people in prison. Not exactly sure what he means there, Andy. Is he concerned that Russian citizens are being jailed by police in America that are obese? Does he think US law enforcement has let itself go through dealing with self-esteem issues by just running to the fridge? That's pretty blunt criticism about their weight from Putin. I think Petraeus might have something to say about that in his next interview with a teen magazine. Details about the spies as individuals have been emerging all week, partly due to the fact that, as you mentioned, they seem to think that deep undercover also includes having Facebook pages with uploaded photos of them drinking at a party in a Bill Clinton mask. Neighbours of one pair of spies said that Cynthia, was a financial consultant who commuted to Manhattan, while Richard Murphy was a stay-at-home father who, and I quote, seemed kind of lazy. I have to say, Andy, I love the idea of a lazy James Bond. I think the next Bond movie should definitely move in that direction. Get rid of Daniel Craig. He's too driven. Replace him with Philip Seymour Hoffman. I'd like to see Bond falling asleep at a casino table or failing to be at a rendezvous point in time because he stopped off for a hot dog and now has mustard down the front of his cheap tuxedo.
Oh, you haven't seen the director's cut of Goldfinger.
Also, these particular spies were basically self-sufficient, receiving relatively little financial support from the Russian government. One was a financial planner with an annual income of $135,000, and another, Anna Chapman, who you mentioned, owned her own real estate firm in Manhattan, valued at around $2 million. That's even better, Andy. That's Bond with a job. That could make for some very interesting scenes with M. Bond. We need you to go to Paraguay to assassinate a rebel leader who has a British secret he's attempting to sell to the Middle East. Sure, sounds good. It's gonna be a little tricky to book the time off work. I've used up all my vacation days at the moment. I've also been working on the Anderson account, which is huge for me. I'll badly need to have that proposal on my boss's desk by the end of next week. There's a big promotion lined up. Couldn't I go to Paraguay sometime in late November? Hold on, scratch that. We have a work picnic that we all have to go to. I can't do that. Bond, this is very important. Sure, I accept that. It's just I can't call in sick like last month when I took out that Mexican drug cartel for you. My supervisor flat out told me he thought I was faking lupus. All right, Bond, get out of here. And another spy was described as clumsy and quirky, but highly intelligent. Pretty much just super socially awkward. He always said weird jokes that no one really got. Okay, that's it. That is better still. A socially awkward Bond, Andy. That's the Bond I want to see next. A Bond who starts sweating horribly and comes out in hives whenever attractive women are around. A Bond who angrily corrects villains who happen to misquote passages from The Hobbit. And a Bond who has an asthma inhaler with him at all times.
Thank you for listening, Buglers. The latest new episode of The Actual Bugle is in your pod feeds this minute.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.